I count on the support of your prayers and your goodwill in carrying out my mission of service.
Hey, Jumbo, we can finish the race for you.
With just over 10 days to go before the beatification of Pope John Paul II, we are shining the spotlight more brightly than before on the incredible legacy of this Polish-born man who, during his long pontificate, set record after record and made history time after time. One person who became a friend of John Paul and had numerous private interviews and meetings with him is American Catholic scholar George Weigel, who wrote a best-selling biography of the Pope entitled Witness to Hope, published in 1999. More than a decade later, Weigel wrote a sequel to that biography called The End and the Beginning. Covering the last 6 years of the Pope's life, this book sheds new light on John Paul's fight against communism and explores his vast legacy. Weigel says his second book completes a promise that he personally made to Pope John Paul at a dinner less than 4 months before his death, saying that he would finish his story. Just over 6 years from Pope John Paul's passing, the Church is preparing to beatify him at a ceremony on Sunday, May the 1st in St. Peter's Square, where he'll be raised to the rank of blessed, the penultimate step before sainthood. Weigel is one of the hundreds of thousands of people who will be attending the beatification ceremony, and I asked him to share with us his thoughts about this keenly awaited event.
The world needs more than just social reformers. It needs saints.
I think this is a moment where the official judgment of the leadership of the Catholic Church is confirming the judgment of the people of the Church, which was registered at the Pope's funeral in 2005, namely that this was a life of heroic virtue. This was a man who can and should be held up as an example of a Christian life nobly and well lived. So it's all coming together, I suppose one might say. The Santo Subito of April 8, 2005, and the beatification constitute two bookends in one moment of the Church's reflection on John Paul II.
You're not surprised in any way at its relative speed in Church terms?
No, I am not, because the judgment was so overwhelmingly positive at the end of John Paul II's life that I think the canonical process, which has been a thorough one, marched ahead rather quickly. The only thing that has been changed in this process is that Pope Benedict XVI allowed it to begin immediately. And I think that was a response to the manifest desire of people all over the world that the Church take up this cause in a rapid way, but in a thorough way as well. And I'm quite satisfied that both those criteria have been met.
What do people in the US say to you about Pope John Paul's beatification, Catholics or otherwise? Are there any especially memorable remarks that have stuck in your mind?
Well, I've been in Rome for 2 months, so I have not been discussing this with people in the US on a regular basis. I think there's great interest in this, and there's a great sense of satisfaction in it. John Paul II cared deeply about the United States, was a great friend of the United States, and was well received in the United States, and not simply in Catholic circles, but throughout a very diverse population. At the time of his death, I think one of the most striking obituary op-ed columns was published by a Jewish writer, Charles Krauthammer, in the Washington Post, in which he said this man embodied in some very special way the struggles of humanity in the last half of the 20th century, and we were all blessed by his presence among us.
Now, it's 6 years since his death, and a lot has happened since then. With the wisdom of this hindsight, what would you say are the most enduring accomplishments of this Polish Pope, if you had to select, say, half a dozen or so?
Well, I think in the world's terms, it has now been widely recognized that John Paul II was the pivotal figure in the collapse of communism in Central and Eastern Europe. He was not the only major actor in that drama. There were others, Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, Helmut Kohl, Mikhail Gorbachev. But if you ask yourself, why did this happen in 1989 rather than 1999 or 2009 or 2019? And if you ask yourself, why did it happen the way it did, without violence, with the sole exception of Romania? I think you have to take into account the revolution of conscience that John Paul II ignited in Poland in June 1979. That revolution of conscience played itself out throughout the region over the next decade and provided tools of resistance that communism simply could not match. So in worldly terms, I think that's the accomplishment that people will remember. In terms of the church, I think the greatest testimony came from Billy Graham at the time the Pope died, the great Protestant evangelical figure, who said this man was the greatest Christian witness of the second half of the 20th century. And that's what the church should remember. This was a radically converted Christian disciple who spent 60 years of his adult life inviting other people into friendship with the Lord, and who did that in a remarkably compelling way. I think John Paul II made the Christian proposal interesting and dynamic in a world that had imagined it had outgrown the need for religious faith of any sort, and that's an extraordinary accomplishment.
And also the way that he reached out to other faiths, surely that too really stopped.
He was a man whose secure grounding in the truths of Christianity, which he believed were truths for everyone, allowed him to speak to our Jewish elder brothers, as he called them, to Muslims, to people of no faith, to other world religions, to men of science, in a secure and compelling way. So in that sense, I think his beatification is going to be an ecumenical and interreligious affair, not simply a Catholic affair.
He has an extraordinary legacy. There's so much to it. But, you know, as a new blessed, how can we define his place in history? How can we encapsulate in a sentence or two?
I think he was a radically converted Christian disciple, and that is his connection to the rest of us. Very few members of this billion-member Catholic Church are going to have the extraordinary range of intellectual, literary, mystical gifts that were showered on Karol Wojtyła, Pope John Paul II. But we all have the possibility of being those radically converted disciples of Christ. And that was the core of him, and that's his connection to us. He invites us into a deeper discipleship, and that's what the Church will lift up at his beatification.
I was speaking to George Weigel, U.S. Catholic scholar and author of two biographies on Pope John Paul II. And next Wednesday, you can hear the second part of my interview with Dr. Weigel, where he shares with us his insights into the character of Karol Wojtyła, the man.
You taught us how to carry the flame and run to the ends of the earth.